Well, did you ever hear it called apple pan dowdy or a deep dish apple pie or pot pie or bird's nest or family pie? Apple grunt. Those are
family pie would be about the nearest, the most.
Now this apple float you were talking about, that's just apples without anything else.
Just apples with sugar in. Sugar added, that'd be all.
All right. Sugar. And all of them, the stuff you eat, you call those all different kinds of. Just about virtually anything you eat.
Different names. As you see, had that big pie mm-hmm. with the crust on, that'd be the family. Call that the family pie. Mm-hmm. It was big enough for the whole family to eat.
And, mm-hmm. and that would be a kind of, just call it a kind of food, or?
You'd almost use it for a dessert if you didn't get too full on other things. Mm-hmm. That was your dessert, and you take that apple pie and as you're on that good country cream on it, that is a real.
But just a name for anything that someone would eat, you'd say that's just the kind of
food they're used to.
Sure. And a sweet liquid served with a pudding.
Well, a sweet liquid would be a custard. They had back then, in the olden days, they made these boiled custard and put it in the spring or the Frigidaire and cool, which is very gorgeous to have.
Well, how I was thinking about, you know, when you take apples and grind them all up, you know, and then you get a kind of you know, when apples are all ground up, you can buy this from the store in a jar.
We used to have the old cider mill. We get to, when you grind the apples all up and then put them in the press and squeeze the juice out, and you get the cider.
Uh-huh.
And then that leftovers in from the apples, you call that the pulp,
mm-hmm.
pummy. You'd mash the juice all out of the apples, and that was a pummy then, and you'd just feed your pummy then to your cattle or hogs.
I see.
And
well,
then you'd have this other cider, and then you'd let the cider. If you put it away then, and it got the germ in it, then that made you vinegar.
Uh-huh.
After it soured, it would make vinegar then.
I was thinking of the sweet liquid though that you serve with pudding as maybe a sauce, and I was thinking specifically, or another sense of the same word, like applesauce. You familiar with applesauce?
Applesauce would make a jelly. A jelly would be a. And what you got in mind there?
Well, I was just wondering, you know, if you had a pudding or some kind of a dessert that you might pour something over, you know, like if you were going to pour it like in a chocolate sundae, you pour syrup over the mm-hmm. over the ice cream. Well, with a sweet liquid that you might put over a pudding or something like that. But that's all right. I
don't know what you'd call that. Would be the on the pie on these lemon pie. You call it harangue.
Uh-huh.
You put that sweet sweet dressing harangue. I believe they call it, isn't it? Kind of a,
okay.
On top of the pies, there it comes way up there and makes it awful good. And you get up your nose then when you eat.
I was thinking of something like sauce or gravy or dressing.
Yes, a dressing. You'd call it a dressing.
Uh-huh.
You'd put this dressing on it to kind of.
Right.
To cover up the pie's real good, but you put this dressing on, that covers it up, makes it that much better.
Okay. And a little something you might eat between regular meals, call that a.
Well, that'd be between meals or. Eating between meals or would be a lunch.
I was thinking something like a snack or a.
Snack, we'd call it a snack. I eat just a snack between. Between meals.
All right.